This is the P1 podcast for December 28th, 2008. Hit it.
Catching on.
This is before my time, dude.
Whee! Little YouTube for you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Welcome, y'all, to another edition of the P1 Podcast. How you doing? What's going down, my Browns?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Hello.
Howdy doody. So, here we are. It is Sunday, December the 28th. Today is a very major day in the city of San Diego.
Yes.
And if you're living under a rock, then you might not know that today is probably one of the biggest football games ever. Right, Danny?
Sure.
Do you like football, Danny?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Sorry, I missed that. Yeah.
Are you a girl or something?
No, I love football.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Liar.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So, a big day today. You know why else?
The Chargers are gonna win.
It is episode 20 of the P1 podcast.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Yes, indeedy, folks. 20 episodes later, and 65 contributors later. Here we are.
Yeah,
it's accurate.
Here we are again. A couple of silver spoons. So actually, four.
Dude.
We're all friends. Hey, everybody's up. We're cool. So, happy 20th birthday. And again, we must thank P1 Nerd for hacking the site and coming up with this idea. And
oh my God.
We're all friends. Nerd, how do you feel about this being the 20th episode of the P1 podcast?
I am gay.
Well, we weren't talking about that. I was asking about your feelings.
He always calls in and talks about that. I don't know why.
I don't know what his deal is. And Danny's trying to hack my computer. Sweet. So, well, let's catch up with everybody. First of all, Danny, why don't you get back to your seat where you belong? Thank
What's
you.
What's up?
Well, Danny.
Yes.
How was your Christmas?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have tamales?
Yum. Oh. Dude.
Uh-huh.
Talk Stay about here. It.
Okay. All right,
your
well, I'll catch you up with me because I'm the most important member of the P1 podcast anyways.
Yes,
without me,
are.
The show wouldn't happen. I create sound effects. I invented Space Boy. I made up everybody's P1 names, basically. And, yeah, with that. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Danny just returned.
What's up, dude? I just got back from Mexico.
Check it out. We have a bunch of tamales right here. Olé!
Yeah, we froze them so they don't lose like the flavor.
Uh-huh.
But these are for you guys. So
you're the best P1
we can heat them up.
Ever. You're my favorite P1.
I'm winded.
Otherwise, Mr. I Don't Like Christmas, did you have fun on Christmas?
Dude, I made out like a bandit.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a wet bandit?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like, what are we talking here?
Like money, money, money.
Like bullion?
Yes.
Or silver?
And no, of course, bullion is gold.
Uh-huh.
Bullion.
Yeah.
Bullion.
Silver's good too, you know.
No.
No.
And not a corner sky.
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Okay. Well, as long as it's yellow, it's good, right? If it's yellow, let it mellow. Is that
no, that's not. That's what the saying.
If it's brown, it goes down. That means you're going away, Danny. Bye.
Took me a second.
Took you like Took me 2 seconds yes. later. we're all friends.
Now you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure some of you are wondering. There's a new little voice on the P1 podcast.
Really?
Hi.
Yeah. It's this lady right here. Yeah. If you haven't guessed, we now have a new contributor by the name of P1 Akangafu.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the P1 podcast. Thank you for joining our ragtag group of wieners.
Not a problem.
Hey. So let's see. Let's get to know you.
Okay.
How old are you?
I am 32.
What is your favorite Kung Fu movie?
Ooh, that's a good one. I am going to say Drunken Master.
Oh, yes.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest Jackie Chan movies ever.
Yeah.
If you don't know, look this up on Netflix it and Tubit. Basically, he's a kung fu master that can only perform when he is belligerent.
No way.
Yeah. Probably the best kung fu movie of all time.
Yeah.
Super great. Let's see. And married, single?
I am married to P1 Ham Radio.
Yeah. How many years?
Almost 10.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys seem like you're still so in love, like little newlyweds.
Oh, we are.
So, Super, how long have you been listening to the Mikey Show?
I am actually a baby P1. I've only been listening for 6 months.
Aww. Welcome. You'll get to learn. It's like having an audience member be on the podcast. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, Kung Fu, we're very happy to have you. And I'm sure as the days go on, we'll get to know you a little more. Oh, hey, FYI, how was your Christmas this year?
My Christmas was great.
Yeah.
It was very intimate with me and my husband, my life coach.
Yeah.
And I got two wonderful Charger jerseys. I got the McNeil jersey.
Nice.
And then I got the Cromartie jersey.
Oh.
Offense and defense.
Very nice. Well, I'm impressed. Hey, everybody be cool. Okay, well, let's bring it on over to this guy right here, my friend. My cute little spacey little friend.
Hi, Quimby.
Hi, Space Boy.
Space Boy.
How are you doing today?
I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, what do you got?
Probably just cold, but it's kicking my behind.
You're behind? You're hiney?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And how was your Christmas, sir?
That was pretty good.
Yeah?
Spent it with family.
What'd you get?
Oh, a laser.
You got a space gun.
Got a new spaceship.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Are we going to fly with Tom Cruise up to see L. Ron Hubbard?
You have to do a lot of those sessions before you can get that high.
He's actually got like 20s on it.
Dang it. I was really looking forward to meeting L. Ron.
No.
To Dianetics.
None of that.
Okay.
One gift I can talk about is my new camera. So now me and Danny can be just like paparazzi.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
What
paparazzi's 2 and 3.
That's right.
Just so you know, I'll be going to the mall on Monday at about 4 o'clock.
The mall.
I'll be coming out of the tanning salon and then immediately into Happy Nails for a mani-pedi. So just so you know, please make sure you show up there. Be at the Mira Mesa Mall, actually. So if you'd like to come see me, please.
Do we need to bring our own Sharpies, or do you provide those?
Well, I do provide 8x10 headshots.
Okay.
So as long as you bring your Sharpie, we should be pretty good to go.
All right. Is there any particular color you like?
I'm a big fan of the silver Sharpie, but the basic black, it's cool. We'll go ahead and do that.
What about pink?
I'm just not a fan of pink. I mean, that's just so, like, hello, like, obvious. I'm a girl. Pink, whatever. But I like those new pastel Sharpies. They're really awesome, if you ask me. I like to call them the Easter Sharpies. They're great. So, shut your face. So since it's almost the new year, I thought we'd go around and discuss some New Year's resolutions this year. Yeah. 2009 is coming up, and it's pretty major. We're almost a decade into the 2000s, so I figured let's get some resolutions here, okay? I want you to resolve to be a better human, or whatever it is you choose to do. Kung Fu, since she was the genius who thought we should make some resolutions, I'd like to ask you, ma'am, give me a resolution. What's going on?
One of my resolutions is not to come into any contact with any killer whales this year.
Oh, really? Do you come in contact with them on, like, a regular basis?
No.
Okay. I'm glad you made that choice. So I guess you won't be going to SeaWorld this year.
No.
Dang it. I was going to take you there, too. Danny, what's going on with you? What are you going to try to do in the year 2009?
All right. I'm going to get rock hard abs with that, the Bowflex. Uh-huh. I just ordered one, so 20 minutes a day. We're good. We're money.
Really?
Yeah.
Washboard?
Dude, for sure.
Can't wash my
Just give me a month. Stomach. That's what the commercial said.
Wow. Is it anything,
it's on, dude.
Anything else?
No, dude, it says no diet, no workout.
So you're gonna chew on pan pizza and pull your bowl flex.
Exactly. No, you like you do a push up or like a pull up to like a Hershey bar.
And then take a bite, yeah.
Danny, you're nice. So good. Space Boy, you got a resolution?
Well, actually, yes. Somebody on the show has inspired me, so I've contacted the Jones Soda Company, and I've ordered 144. It's 12 dozen bottles of the ham soda. So I will be drinking ham soda every day for the next year.
Well, that's not real, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
You're such a liar.
I'm serious.
There is ham soda. There is
yes.
Google
soda.
Blog it.
Yeah.
Ham soda.
Buffer the tube and find it. It's
no
real.
Way.
They have turkey.
Ew.
Turkey and gravy.
Why would you?
Yeah, turkey and gravy. Like cranberry. Cranberry sauce.
Dude.
Not potatoes. Yeah.
No.
It's the all flavor.
I'm not down with
it's
that.
It's a soda.
It is
like
legitimate,
ham.
Yes. Unfortunately, they only sell it in the packs of four. So you gotta buy all four of them to get the ham. So it's very expensive, but it's my resolution is to drink one of those glasses every day.
Well,
that is the grossest
thing. You know they say
thing.
A ham a day?
Yeah.
Drink my way to health. That's right.
A ham a day keeps the orthodontist away.
That is disgusting.
I like ham.
Yeah, I
see, if it's good enough for Sky, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, I hear ya. Well, I have made a few resolutions for the upcoming year. First off, I resolve to not make any more gopher jokes. That's the first one.
Yeah, go for that.
Secondly, I vow to beat Danny up on a weekly basis.
Bring it.
Oh. Yeah.
It's on.
I'm resolved to do this, like, fully and completely.
That's a good one.
And on a serious note, I'm going to read the entire Bible in the year 2000. What is up now?
Jesus.
So, yeah, it should be a cool year. I also resolve to flush every time. I don't care about the stupid environment. If it's yellow, brown, anything, it's going down. So
if it's clear.
Yeah. I vow. And I also vow to
if
only use.
If it's clear,
use,
get out of here.
I only vow to use Cottonelle wipes. No more toilet paper in the year 2009. Nice. I think it's a better way to go.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know those Cottonelle wipes?
No. Like baby wipes?
No, they're not baby wipes. They're grown up baby wipes.
Might I recommend
so
hundreds?
They're baby. Yes. No, you're not. That's
yeah,
so
I won't go
weird.
As far as Sean on the show and pour rubbing alcohol over the wipes.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah. That's.
That would burn.
It's a clean burn, is what Sean said previously.
No.
Yeah.
No, it is not.
It's a clean burn.
Oh, it is
clean
not. Burn.
The same rubbing alcohol I've been using to clean operating consoles at
yes.
Clear Channel. Yeah. That is
no.
Wrong. Yeah. It's very wrong.
That Ooh, is.
Burn.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Well, I wish you all of you luck on your resolution, especially you with the Shamu thing.
I also think that we should make this the best 1942 year ever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We should get some more boys from
Foreign Shores.
Back here.
Yes.
And our ships at sea. I'd like to put them on lakes, actually. Just keep them here. You know, a little closer to home. It'll be good. And speaking of weird and odd and strange things, Vamping.
What are you vamping for?
Vamping. Speaking of weird, odd, strange things, let's move on to upu1site.com. Maybe? Best song ever written by me. B1site.com. Don't forget, you can also get your P1Site.shirt off of P1Site.com. Or not anymore, as Danny's shaking his
Sold
head.
Out.
Sold out. Awesome.
Sold out. Take them off the site, dude. I've been
nice.
Like,
they are off the site.
One.
Yeah.
Go to the main page, son.
It says ham.
Excuse me? What?
No, not anymore.
You're a piece of ham.
Oh.
Yeah, P1Site. We got a lot coming up to end off the 2008 for you. Let's see. We had P1 bowling night.
How did that go?
I'd like to thank all four people that showed up to P1 bowling night.
You're welcome.
Including yourself.
Including myself.
Actually,
I would just like to thank all of you for being such great bowlers and showing me it's okay to granny bowl.
My thumb still hurts.
What happened to your thumb?
I tried to roll, like do the cool spin move, and my finger got stuck in the ball.
That's what she said.
You poor thing. Next time I'll bring some Vaseline so you can grease it up.
Seriously.
That's what she said.
Congratulations. So wrong. So I hope maybe more than... I want to take bets on how many people show up to Danny's house to watch a football game today.
I think we're all here.
Yeah. I think thinks he's always going to cut out. Yeah. I don't think he cares about football.
Not so much.
He's got a rugby match to go play at, actually.
Cricket.
Oh, cricket. Really?
Do you really?
Get it right.
Sorry, I didn't know you worked for a cell phone company now.
You have a, you're going to go watch cricket?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to play Quidditch, Harry Potter nerd.
Yeah, Quidditch. Well,
Quidditch is cricket, but that's about the brooms.
Actually, it's not, but whatever. Okay, so so let's see. We got some announcements. We got some stuff coming up. This New Year's Eve, Spaceboy will be hosting the second year P1 site New Year's Eve party. Woo!
Yeah.
Over there at the spaceport.
That's right.
There will be space soda, space chips, and some space guac, if you're lucky.
And a space dog.
And you'll get to meet the one, the only Sky 2.
Sky 2, yes.
Yes, they adopted her from 1942.
That is true.
She's a good kid.
And, her name really is Sky 2.
Yes, it is.
You named her Sky 2?
Her name is Sky 2. Well, her name was Sky, so weird. But I already know somebody named Sky, so her name is Sky 2.
Uh-huh. Is that what it says on her dog tag? Her
it will. It will.
Oh.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. She's real cute. She's a lot friendlier than she used to be.
Yes.
I used to come over and try to pet her, and she's a pit bull. You know, you think she's tough. She would run away like to the other room. She hated me. Now I go over there, and she can't stop playing with me. She's a little sweetheart. She loves ham, and she also enjoys a little peanut noir every now and then. Doggy peanut noir. Let's see. So you can come down to the spaceport and have yourself play some Rock Band or Guitar Hero. You can watch some Star Trek, maybe.
There is a thread about it on
P1Site.com.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Watch it together.
Just
ignore it.
You can look at it as Babylon 22 figurines.
You're the worst.
Yes.
Stargate.
Stargate.
I was
throwing
the same thing.
Yeah.
Stargate.
It was Battlegate.
Yes. All the if you're
just embarrassing yourself.
No.
No.
No. His house is really is the nerdery. When they talk about retiring to the nerdery, it's his house. You're a great wife. Space Girl is here, and I'd like to say you're a good wife for allowing those things. Or if you know you just want to go and watch me try to sing Sweet Child of Mine, please feel free.
Oh, I'm definitely going now.
That song is great.
It is the best song ever. I'm the best singer ever, too. So.
We're going to try to get Rock Band, too, though. So there's going to be different songs.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
So anybody who's interested, go to P1 site, look at the thread, sign up.
Yeah, it's in the announcement section.
We'll be contacting you.
Yeah.
Also today, Danny is hosting the Charger game at his house, like we said before.
In like an hour.
Round of applause. Well, the game starts at 5:15. It's a big game.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
And
talk about it.
Well, the Chargers this year have been unpredictable, scary. I've almost thrown up watching quite a few games. Came this close to a heart attack last week. But if what the Oracle said last week is true, he guaranteed victory over the Broncos since we beat Tampa Bay. So
yeah.
If the Oracle said so.
I'm on it, dude.
He either jinxed us or
he is the greatest football predictor of all time.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I will never question his judgment again in my life. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, back, dude. It's on.
I don't even think I should watch because I feel like every time I watch, they lose.
Oh. Get out of here, then.
I can't do it.
You can't
watch. But then if I watch, they win. I don't know. I don't know. My head is just so torn. I don't know what to do. But hey, come on down to Danny's house. All of you listening online right now, please feel free. We're going to have pizza and pound cake. And maybe Danny will force Slumdog Millionaire down your throat.
Yes. Like, yes, I will make you watch that. The movie's awesome.
Yeah, if you want to hear Danny rant on about the best movie of all time, Slumdog Millionaire,
dude,
just go to the movies and TV section on P1 site. It's right there.
Best movie ever.
Yeah, Danny keeps trying to make me watch it. I'm like, you know what? Wait. Okay. I have quite a few movies to watch.
You'll watch it.
Like Iron Man.
You haven't seen Iron Man yet?
What?
No.
Oh, no.
Who are you?
Like, yeah, who are you? Really?
I'm P1 Tia Quimby.
Where's P1 Iron Man?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
The thing you're going to say is you haven't seen Dark Knight.
No, I have seen Dark Knight.
Why so?
Yeah, we saw it opening night.
Ghost of East Leather. Still haven't seen that one. Haven't seen Tropic Thunder. What else is major? I don't think I've seen any of it.
Wanted?
Nope.
That was a... Yeah, thank God you didn't watch that.
Yeah. I fell asleep.
I haven't seen anything this year.
Dude.
If it's not on DVR on demand, I won't watch it.
You're a horrible person.
If I have to leave my house and physically get it...
Just download it.
What about Pineapple Express?
Excuse me? I don't know about the internet.
Pineapple Express?
Oh, yes. I would watch that in the theater.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Zach sat next to me. It was quite a... When he cried halfway through the movie, though, I was really concerned and confused. Yeah.
Well, somebody actually took a joint out of their mouth and stomped on it, and that made him cry.
Yeah. He was like, no, don't waste such precious, valuable greenery. Well, actually, Sky was the one who was, like, crying, but that's okay. Anyway, moving right along. Our next announcement is that Danny will be hosting Lost Night... for the television show Lost. We'll be having a viewing here every Thursday night.
Oh, every Thursday night?
Why are you shaking your head, Danny?
Just the premiere, right?
So, I just found out this week that Lost is also on the same night as my growth group. Because they move Lost from Thursday to Wednesday.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Wait.
Lost is now on Wednesday nights.
What?
Well, yes.
Why just change your growth group?
Yeah, because that's easy.
Yeah, exactly.
My growth group leader freaked out. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what God invented DVR.
Yeah, can I DVR the people that show up to my house?
So this announcement is actually false? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. I already told them I won't be there, at least for the first one. And then I'll have to figure it out.
You just ruined my life.
I know, right?
My whole life is ruined.
Well, it's Wednesday nights. I didn't know.
I'm not talking to you. We're not friends. BFF, no mas. You remember that song I recorded for you? You can just put the word X in front of BFF. That's what you can do.
I'm sorry.
We're done. We're over. We're taking a break.
We'll figure it out.
Don't be BFF with anybody else while we're on the break, okay? Okay. And our final answer to this today is P1 Bible Study 2.0. We're going to be doing it again. Mm-hmm. Danny's posted a thread in the announcement section. So if you're interested in joining us for Bible study and reading some chapters and talking about it.
It's at the Tia's house.
It's at my house out in Poway. So if you would like to join us, please feel free. It's open to anyone who would like to go. What are you pointing at? I'm confused. Huh? What?
I can't hear you. What, Space Boy?
What are you talking about?
Read your aim. A little blinking light on your screen.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, I'm supposed to read. Yes. Whatever you said, we'll do that. Okay.
Forest.
Snip, snip, snip.
Oh my God.
See, the people who listen to this live are probably this really confused when the real podcast this all edited is on there.
Yes.
Yeah. We're cool. Then Space Boy just laughed. We don't have sound effects anymore.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, here's some things to look forward to in 2009 for P1Site.com. Boomers Day. We're going to go to Boomers, people, and we're going to boom it. We're going to kill it out of the water.
Have fun.
Why aren't you coming?
Oh.
Are you against Boomers, dude?
No.
Why won't you come?
I just don't get Boomers, dude.
You don't mini golf, video games, and go-karts.
You know you like video games.
So you're against fun?
That stuff is expensive, though.
Oh, Danny's against fun.
Oh, I get it.
I forgot. He doesn't like Christmas.
He doesn't like Christmas.
He doesn't like boomers.
No.
He doesn't like anything fun, period. He just wants to be serious all the time. All the time. I hate it. Hi, Danny. How you doing? We're friends, right?
No. I hate Danny.
I hate Danny.
You guys suck.
So do you like fun?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like what?
Apparently you're against go-karts, mini golf.
I'll do like
arcades.
I'll do mini golf. Mini golf is cool, but like arcades, it's like 50 cents and you get like
You were a DDR master jerk.
No, that's nerd. Nerd can do DDR backwards.
I thought you were the master of it though.
No.
You don't like skee ball? Air hockey.
Oh, I love skee ball.
You don't like games with tickets and then crappy prizes?
No, that's the point. It's like I'm going to spend $10 on like a spider ring and a whoopee cushion.
You don't like plastic friendship bracelets? I mean, what's wrong with you?
No, not at all.
I'm so like you don't like bumper boats?
Or no. You get wet and that water's nasty.
That's what she said. Anyways, Boomers Day should be coming up late January, early February, as soon as I can get around to planning that. An event which I can't afford again.
What is it?
Well, if you go to Panda Express,
yeah,
they and get a 3-item, they'll give you a free round of miniature golf for boomers.
Yes.
What?
Bring yeah. it on.
Dang.
I'll be right eating on. Orange chicklin and broccoli beef all day.
Chicklin?
Yeah. Chicklets. Chicklins? Chitlins. I don't know. I can't talk English. I'm sorry. I give up. I quit this dang show.
Quit the English language?
Yeah. but there's been a lot of great threads on P1 site this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is Danny's I Love Target thread.
Talk about it.
Dude.
Talk about it.
I've been there twice this week. That place is bomb.
Have you ever been to Target before?
I have, but like I went as like a kid, so I never really paid attention. So like,
but now you're all grown up.
And now you're all grown up.
Now, yeah, now I have money.
Uh huh.
And like, I got my Christmas money, and I was going crazy.
Oh really? What'd you get?
I bought a clock for the house.
Wow.
Dude, I want to go and like, I want to go buy furniture there.
All grown up.
I want to go buy furniture there.
Okay.
Because there's like these really cool paintings and like. Then there's like coffee tables paintings? And yeah.
What are the paintings of?
One of
money?
Them. Money. Money. No, it's like skyscrapers and like stuff like that.
Skyscrapers. That sounds mean, Danny. That's just mean. Nobody should scrape sky. She's a nice person and a human being. Let's see. There's also the divorce discussion on the P1 site.
Brutal discussion.
It is brutal.
It's a brutality in its own right. It brought up because I was talking about, some guy was talking about, should I look into my wife's text messages? I said no. People are entitled to their privacy and healthy boundaries because, you know, no one knows every single thing about any person, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people equate privacy to secrecy. I don't agree with it, but Pipes brought it up and took a quote that I had made and... Well, this is a welcome interruption. Hello, Pima Podcast?
Hi, it's Barbara calling.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. How are you? That's the question.
Well, first of all, I've been celebrating the new year for the past 48 hours.
What?
And no. So it's been really great. I rang in the new year last night. With a bottle of Chandon with your friend. And I've been on this, you know me, I'm on this health kick, and I've just been taking all these vitamins.
Really? What are the names of some of these vitamins?
Xanax, Percocet.
No. Barbara, those aren't vitamins.
Yeah, they're actually chewable vitamins.
What? That's gross, but...
They're really, really wonderful. Am I slurring right now?
just a little bit, just a little bit.
I don't think I am slurring, but I'm going to, I'm just going to take another vitamin.
No, please don't.
Glug, 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 glug.
Glug? I didn't realize you could
just
glug your
vitamin. Sure that I'm not slurring. Hey guys, no, it's Mikey. What are you doing?
We're just recording something called the P1 Podcast. You know, it's just a little show. Mike, I'd just like to remind you to turn down your radio and don't cuss, or else we're going to have some real issues here.
Get straight to the point.
Get right to my point, guys. I'm really happy to be on. I don't get a lot of airtime on vacation, and so it's really great to be able to showcase my talents in this forum.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty amateur, but it's good to get practice.
Yeah, and I appreciate those kind words, and it's just really great to be on with the P1 Podcast.
Well, yeah, well, just remember, just know your role, Mike.
I do. I'm a second, I'm what they call a secondary player.
Yeah.
You know, if this podcast were a Wii game, I would be the second controller.
Yes, you would. You definitely would. I don't care if this is a podcast or not, you'd be player two.
Definitely. I am the Costello of this Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. You're the supporting cast today.
I'm definitely, I'm David Silver.
You know, it's so funny because I was watching 90210 today on the SoapNet. Anybody hear about that?
No.
Every day from 1 to 3, you can watch Beverly Hills 90210. Mike, apparently here nobody cares about that. I thought you would, but. So what have you been doing to keep yourself busy over the break?
I've been snacking on the low-rent basket that my agent sent.
That Bob.
Oh yeah, Bob.
Bob. Get this year, and it was great. Been tough economic times, Mikey. I hope you enjoy the jarred salmon that I sent in the basket this year. You'll have to forgive me that the crackers went on sale, and so I wasn't able to put crackers with it. But, sure, you've got something around the house that'll work.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Canned salmon.
Also, sorry, Mikey, that I had to send it COD.
COD.
I'm sure you can understand in these tough economic times how it just had to be that way.
You're right. You're right.
Anyway, can you loan me $145?
Okay,
so I say 145 because I'd like to send Opie a present this year. The basket that I have picked out is $125, but with shipping. Well, you understand. What have you guys been doing?
Let's see. I found it recently. Danny's not a fan of Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he's not a fan of babies and cribs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Dude. Danny, why are you against Christmas?
Not even, dude. It's just I never grew up in a home that like really celebrated Christmas, so this is all kind of new to me.
Actually, no, he likes Hanukkah better because you get presents for 8 glorious nights.
So.
And
did you guys get any cool presents?
I got a bunch of money. That's about it.
The sky gift.
Yeah.
Yes.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Can never go wrong.
Hey, Danny, can I talk about the gift you gave me?
Oh, of course.
One of the coolest presents I've probably ever had in years, man. It's this super cool ring with a really meaningful Bible verse on it. It was rad.
Yeah.
Did he get down on one knee?
Yeah, no, you know what was weird is I did. I was proposing him at the time. Proposing when he gave me the ring, which was ironic.
Yeah, I just happened to have it in my pocket.
Wow.
Yeah.
So confused right now. You guys are so new on 8. Congratulations.
No, I'm glad you liked it, Mike.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Clem, what did you do for Christmas?
Well, my dad said that we were going to do Mexican Christmas this year, so we opened all our presents on Christmas Eve.
Which one?
You stole them.
Got a big ceramic Tweety.
I got somebody else's bicycle, who's pretty cool. And then we had a delicious...
Lids and abacuses that sat at the border waiting to come across.
Uh-huh. And then we had a delicious dinner of honey-baked ham.
That's so awesome.
It was so good.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I loved it.
Save the leftovers for you know who.
No, I ate them all. Don't tell her, though. She'll be very angry with me. Now, my dad went in there, and he said it was a madhouse on the 23rd in that place.
For sure.
I think everybody heard that Sky was on her way down there, so everybody tried to get down there as quick as possible.
It was a madhouse because they blindfolded her and just let her loose in the street. Literally looked like a madhouse. Around the store with blindfolded, going ah.
Ham 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 ham.
She was biting the air.
See, you know what's funny about Sky is I'm surprised she doesn't like black forest ham.
That is a good joke I've never thought of.
Patent pending.
I'll write that one down.
I'll take some black forest and hold the forest. Forrest and Bam.
I'll leave
just
a post.
Me black.
Oh man, this is too much. Like, I don't want to do it. Let's just have the whole show be like, so Mikey, how do you feel about Rick Warren being the speaker at Barack Obama's inauguration?
How great was that? Did you all you guys know about that?
I told Danny today.
Yeah, I heard about that.
How crazy is that, that you picked Rick Warren?
I think
he really upset all the liberals.
The whole thing
with liberalism is being tolerant, and the first reaction was that they were intolerant.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, darn.
Irony is just fantastic. I love hearing that.
Mike, I was looking on your Facebook, and it looks like you guys were having so much fun with that weird jacket.
How fantastic was that jacket?
That was
Indiana Jones jacket.
For no apparent reason, my brother gave my 25-year-old stylish niece an Indiana Jones
jacket. Oh, man.
I got a He-Man toy, though. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, actually, Danny, I did get a He-Man toy one time now that you mentioned it.
No.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, man.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
What happened?
The phone's ringing in the background.
You gotta go?
You gotta go.
That's my past calling to tell me how hurt I am.
Oh, so brutal. Do you know how much a He-Man goes for now of days, Mike?
No, I don't.
I was on eBay the other day, and those things are going for like $500, $600.
The original ones.
Yeah, if I had known that, I would have kept my brother's Castle Grayskull, He-Man, and Skeletor and just pawned it all off for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
How much is my sense of self-worth going for you?
Yeah. Cry. Go ahead. It's okay. Yeah. This is the tree of safety over here.
I heard you guys say that you're going to watch the Charger game.
You better believe it.
Yeah, you can come over if you want.
That is the... Eddie guaranteed a victory on.
Right.
I think he's right.
Here's what I'm afraid of, okay? I told my father this fact today, and my dad started knocking on any wood surface throughout the house. And then he proceeded to say, and if they don't win, I wouldn't want to see that guy's email inbox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they do lose and, like, they email Eddie.
Yes.
I think they're going to win. I really do think that they're going to win.
I do too. Those stupid ponies known as the Broncos, they've been going so downhill the last 4 weeks. So it makes me hopeful. Let's just hope that Philip Rivers has brought it. Let's hope Norv Turner like pumped up the team.
The key to everything is psychology. You know this. You know psychology is the key to everything.
Very true.
You have to think about their psychology. And I think that their psychology will dictate the victory. And I think that right before they take the field, Norv will say, oh, you know, you guys know your son is awesome. Let's go do it. we were told we're walking out on the field. We got told by the that you guys need to make sure you're keeping your cleats. I guess when we were walking in and out last time, along the left side, they're trying to replant some sod. So just be careful of the sod and the divot when you're walking out there. And security said they're doing a checkpoint tonight. When you guys are leaving, they just want you to make sure you show your cards when you leave.
I want winners. That's all I have to say about today.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, bro.
Do you have a tradition when you watch the game? Like, do you have to be somewhere? Do you have to...
Nude.
What's up?
Oh, no.
Acoustic guitar in the nude.
Wow. Your family must be so lucky.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to practice that.
Just keep it tonight.
It's a pleasure. pleasure and an honor. Do you have like a special chair?
My mom and dad were going to come over tonight, but my dad is feeling a little under the weather.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
As am I, and so I guess we're just going to stay home and watch the game.
Cool.
Very nice. Have some soup, maybe?
Yeah, maybe some soup.
Maybe some soup in a bread bowl. I don't know. Some baby food. I heard that makes some people feel better in this world.
Hear me.
And, I just want to let you know, Mike, that your operating console is clean. As clean as it can be. But you know all that hair and dust in between all the buttons?
Dude.
I feel like those are gravy beard droppings. But anyways, it's gone. It's totally gone. And I went ahead and cleaned Ashley's console. That thing was grosser than yours, dude. Apparently, Ashley spits coffee all over her console. And so last night, I kept trying to get all these little coffee stains off of everything. And then I realized that Rick uses that studio as well. So I think his beard is, like, constantly shedding everywhere he sits because you find all these little hairs. And then a lot of blonde hair on that thing, too.
That is so gross.
Oh, it's so nasty. And please tell Sean I want to raise after this. Thank you very much. And, yeah, Blender keeps threatening to come in there and mess up all of my clean work. But he knows who's boss around here.
Hey, your special guest this week, is she a special guest or is she joining the podcast full time?
She's joining the podcast full time. Little Miss Kung Fu over here. Yeah. You know how we like to have like 75,000 different contributors?
Yeah.
We're working it out.
You guys had Bobby Kernels one time, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Bobby. And Zeth kept saying he was going to come up, but then he just fell off the face of the planet. So one of these days he'll come up and visit us, but we told him it was in North County and he immediately was like, my car, I don't have any money, I might cry. So we're still waiting to see on Zeth.
You tell him that there's a free keg and
yeah.
Oh yeah, we can
some Hawaiian Tropics girls. Maybe some Amy Winehouse looking chicks.
Oh my god,
I love Zeth, you know.
Wow.
That's Zeth for you. I'll tell him we'll give him free tattoos. Then we'll have Mike running over here too. Really? Well, does anybody else have any more questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we'd really like to thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Glad we let you get your broadcasting desires out of your system.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
I need you to show me how, you got to come over sometime this week and show me how to Twitter.
Okay.
You don't know how to Twitter?
No, I don't get it.
We'll get you set up, dude.
It's easy.
And it really irritated me that our senior pastor Twitters.
We were just talking about that.
I just saw you on my Twitter that you've been following me.
I don't even know how I'm doing that. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I'll give you a call later on. We'll get you set up.
We'll get you set up. It's really super easy. I just started following Larry myself today.
Yeah, me too.
Don't you worry. I'll be blogging your face off pretty soon.
What's up?
Yeah, I want to figure out how to find people and how to follow them and how to do all of that.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
You take care, bud.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Wow, that was fun. Oh my gosh, oh, that's
looks
fun.
Totally awesome.
UCLA. Wow. I'm like totally thrown off now. I'm like, so let's just talk about how we just talked to Mike. So, Danny, how'd you feel about that?
That was amazing.
How do you feel about being in a tube?
If you were a hot dog.
What? What? Don't get it. What?
Buffer. Block.
Edit.
Yes! Thank you!
Snippy, 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 snippy!
Thank you.
Oh, I love it so much. So, let's talk about the Mike Show in review!
So, divorces.
Divorce. That's the opposite of what Danny and Mikey are doing.
Oh, great. You suck.
So, Danny proposed to Mikey at church. Talk about it.
I was there. I saw it all happen.
Aw, did you guys hold hands and skip down to University Avenue and 5th? saying Hillcrest, Hillcrest, Hillcrest.
Actually, we did, but don't tell Rebecca that. She doesn't know yet.
Do you guys plant a rainbow tree? With the experience of love for all. Yeah, we're done with P1 Science. Mikey called in. Hey, who cares about P1 Science? Yeah. So, let's talk about the Mikey Show in review, okay? Danny has given us all a lot of topics. I want us each to talk about one of our favorites. I'll start. The Ashley Christmas CD. Talk about it. Probably one of the funniest pieces of audio I've heard in my life. Like, and then the end where the guy says he's going to punch her in the face. She's like, oh, lady.
That's funny because it sounds just like you sing.
What are you talking about? Listen to this voice. Jingle bells, dashing through the snow. I like ham, Christmas night, and tamales after the show. Yay. BFF. That was one of my favorite moments, particularly.
No, that was funny. Did any of you guys, maybe not Kung Fu, but do you guys remember the B-Rob one a couple years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, where he talked about how poor he was.
Yeah.
And I have that on my iTunes. It was part of the B-Rob song downloads.
Jingle cans.
Yeah.
He had one where it's like, dashing through the snow, digging through the trash. I need lots of money. Let's see. How about Sky's new holiday song? Oh, Side of Rice. What? You didn't like Oh, Side of Rice?
I wasn't going to say it. I was not going to say it.
Really?
You guys didn't like Oh, Side of Rice?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Love it.
I'm on Team Fair, and a lot of people will just say, oh, Mike's listening. Let's just get in line.
He's not listening anymore.
I know, but I'm not going to do that because I was getting ready today, and I'm like, you know, this song is probably going to come up. Me and Danny talked about this.
I'm going to shut the F up.
Well, you can go ahead and do that. You're also team I don't have a spine.
Yes! So,
and
yes.
Team I don't like to have fun. That's right.
So I think that maybe next time, if he wants to, he can give me a call and I can help him.
Oh.
That was a good song. I'm not going to lie. I like the end with the... This song's for you, Bunny Boo.
The idea is not bad. I think that it was too slow of a song and there wasn't enough funny.
Well, Mike officially has ruined Oh Holy Night for me anytime we are in church now. Yeah. I see last week, I sing it horrible on purpose. And, it's a very meaningful song to a lot of people. Every time me and my mom hear it, we just, like, start cracking up. We're like, great. Beautiful holiday song. Ruined. Mm-hmm. Ruined by a side of rice and some bad singer.
Now,
Danny loved it last week, didn't you? When what? I sang Oh Holy Night.
Because you were standing right next to me. I hate and wanted to strangle you.
Yeah. And I was hugging you and caressing you.
No, I hated it.
I hate Quimby.
Yeah, yeah. The song, like Space Boy said, was a good idea. I'm not a fan of fart humor, though. I don't get fart humor, so.
Oh, I thought I was the only one. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Are you even a boy?
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, that is not funny to me.
Oh, my God.
That's so gross. Like,
yeah. Yeah, dropping the Cosby kids out of the pool.
Cosby kids? That's messed up. Oh, my God.
Farts are great. Stop
Not
it.
Really?
They are. They're really funny.
They're freaking.
Even Alyssa agrees with me. Farts are fabulous. No.
So yeah, it was definitely a good concept, but don't get it. Sorry.
Yeah. One of my favorite stories is how Zeth almost missed the plane to Vegas.
That was great. Dude, that was really good.
Dude, is he like what? What the hell? Like. Is he just that guy that, like, everything happens to him?
Well he got...
Or is he just, like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Things happen to people who behave that way. So, that's what happens.
He got wasted.
Yeah, he was gone.
And was hanging out with UFC fighters who like to get wasted.
He probably drink more than him, too.
He said he was up till 3 o'clock in the morning. And his phone started ringing at 9:30 or 9 o'clock.
That's six hours of sleep.
When you're drunk, he probably woke up still drunk.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
He was probably sweating Grey Goose on the airplane.
Yeah, Sky sat next to him. She said that that he smelled like it.
Yeah. Oh, that dang kid. Oh, but my favorite story, my favorite story, the best story I've ever heard in my life. Ashley went to a holiday party. Sunday after they got back from Vegas. And yes. Some drunk guy kept eyeballing her, and she didn't pay much attention to him. And then at one point, he came up and full on kissed her face. And Ashley proceeded to smack the hell out of the guy. So good. And apparently, she was standing under mistletoe.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Did you love that story as much as I did?
Oh, for sure. That was hilarious.
I'm just imagining her, like, angry little face and her just going, whoop-pah.
She's got big hands, too. Like, that ain't just a regular girl just hitting you. Like, that's Ashley. Like, she's got some man hands.
Yeah. She imagine, like,
she's
the
very
music.
Strong.
Yeah.
Have you ever shaken her hand?
Oh, yeah.
She's always like
a dude.
Hi! Like it,
and when she hugs you,
I mean,
she like crushes your bones.
Yeah,
it's pretty
freaking rape hug.
It's a rape hug. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so such a funny story. I told my mom about it, and she had listened to it. She was like, "That is." She's like, "I kind of feel sorry for that guy." I'm like, "I do not."
I don't.
What I feel sorry about is that she said that if he was good looking, that she would have welcomed
yes.
the kiss.
It's the truth, though. I respect her honesty. I do. I respect her honesty. Let's see. Secret Crush came back. But I don't really want to talk too much about it because you know what I'm so excited for?
Cheaters Hotel.
Next year it's back.
I missed that announcement.
Oh, yeah, he said right before they did their Secret Crush that they're going to do both.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But they're bringing back
it's like
Cheaters
we're breaking up relationship and bringing them back together.
Yeah. I am so excited. Cheaters Hotel at the lovely Orion Hotel. I tried to make a reservation there once, and it didn't work.
No?
I'm booked up, son.
I know. I wanted some strawberry chocolate stuff.
Basket?
Sweet berry wine!
Yeah, and that too. Give it up. Give it up. Let's see. Is there anything else that you have to talk about, Danny?
So pitted.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You know, you being P1 Sponger, what does that mean?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, P1 Sponger. That's right. Team Eddie.
Team Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie would go?
I don't get it.
P1 Sponger called in to support Eddie in Bombed at the Beach or something like that.
How obscure is that?
A little bit.
In the 2005 28 Hour show?
Yeah.
Hour 20.
And that was me, apparently?
Yeah, it was you.
No, I don't remember.
Conveniently.
Yeah.
You forget.
Best drop ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have better ones.
I was calling to say happy birthday to P1 Sky.
Wait.
Happy birthday, P1 Sky.
I hate you, Ashley. I hate you. You suck.
You guys are BFF.
Oh, my goodness. I've never heard that. That's awesome.
Yeah, he called to wish her a happy half birthday and then wished her a happy birthday
to P1 Sky.
You're a genius, Danny.
Yeah,
is that why
fail call.
You don't call in?
Oh, I don't call in for a reason. I'm not a good caller.
Well, I would like to take this moment to discuss with you guys about a very important new group in the world of P1. The name of this group was started by a great friend of mine, P1, P-H to the I-L-L-Y, P1 Philly's Finest. There's a very important group out here that I want all of you P1s out there to know about. The name of the group is PATH, and we are P1s advocating for traditional hit-its. Sean didn't hit it Wednesday the 17th. I don't think he hit it on the Monday. Sean hasn't been hitting it lately. And we're pissed.
Yes, he's been very insubordinate.
One morning he hit it as soon as they started.
That was Friday.
I'm talking about your insolence.
Yes. I'm sick and tired of this. I want my hit it as soon as Mike comes back from break and says, Rock 105.3 San Diego, I want to hear that. Right?
I have an idea. Patent pending.
Uh-huh. Oh, I like it.
We should do a list. Touch Sean list. And the
they would never
P1s,
go for it, but I would love it.
that call him out for not hitting it gets to be put on the touch Sean list.
And you get to touch Sean.
And then you get to touch Sean the next time he's in town.
I want to be on that list.
Oh, yeah. I will do things since I work at Clear Channel now. I can make things happen for you people.
Brutal.
Sean is going to murder you.
When we get the schedule for the next 28-hour show, maybe I'll be the board op while they're outside. I cannot guarantee the sanitariness of Sean's belongings. I might be one by one taking you people in with my card and allowing you such things. Only for PATH members, though. You must join PATH in order to do this.
Somebody might put a used toothbrush on his keyboard.
Maybe, yes.
Oh. Somebody might put one of Ashley's sticks of deodorant in his seat after they made a big X on the back of it.
Like, lick the handle to, like, the bathroom when he goes to wash his hands, too.
These things happen.
These are accidents that happen. But they don't need to happen if we get our traditional hood hits back.
Absolutely.
And I stand behind P1 Philly's finest 100% in this movement to get our hit its back. Because when we come back, I don't want to hear it when he says hit it, cat flush in a toilet. I don't want to hear it.
I love that song, though.
I don't want to hear So Pity.
Oh, you love that song? I love that song, too.
No.
Oh, really? No. We're all friends. We're all friends. Cat. No, I worked so hard to get this out of my head yesterday. Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Oh, okay. No.
And yes, I am responsible for that YouTube clip.
No.
No.
No. Cat flush the toilet. He doesn't care that these songs in my head all day long. I want hamster on a piano. That's better to get stuck in my head.
Oh, that's so weird.
He's a hamster on a piano. Alyssa knows about hamster on a piano. He's a hamster on a piano. Or I take Spaghetti Cat. Either way, I take whatever. You guys don't know about Spaghetti Cat?
No.
Maybe one day you will. If you're lucky. Okay. So just so you know, P1, so please join PATH. Please join PATH. Come to Facebook. Find Philly's Finest. His name is Audio, A-D-I-O. Find him. Go on there. Let's do this.
He also has a thread on P1 site.
Yes.
Beautiful. So I think this next time that Sean comes to town, we'll stage a full-scale protest outside the Kia studios. How do you guys...
With rubber gloves.
Yes. With rubber gloves and, like, face masks. Yeah. Yes, surgical face masks.
Mm-hmm. And then we have to draw Panda Face on it.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll have picket signs that say, bring back traditional hit-its.
For sure.
Yeah. Patent pending.
Uh-huh. I like that. Spaceboy, how do you feel? Will you be part of our protest?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, we're doing it. We're doing it. So, we can get us to protest against the Kias, but...
We now have air support.
That's right.
But we can't protest against the unsanitary conditions, so...
Yes.
The Rock and Roll 3 Studios. Terrible. Terrible. Let's see. Let's talk about a answering machine message.
Oh, yes. My
Let's
favorite.
Talk about it. There's a young lady. Her name is P1 Shelly. Shelly called in and first said, this is P1 Shelly. Oh, whoops. I didn't want to say my real name.
So this is P1 not Shelly.
P1 not Shelly, but is Shelly. Apparently, she wants to have Zeth's babies.
No, she wants Zeth to have her baby.
Oh, really? Creepy.
And that she loves him so much.
Oh, no. Poor Zeth. They let those messages through, but they won't let the P1 podcast seeing him through. I don't understand it. What's the story? I guess it's because we're not shy, right? We're bold. Except Danny's kind of shy.
Shy.
Are we shy, Danny? It's okay. I'll hold your hand. Hi, Danny. We're doing a podcast, if you didn't already know. Hi.
Really?
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
How you doing?
What are we doing here?
So, we were talking about how you hate baby Jesus.
Cool.
And how you want to have Zeth's babies, actually.
Oh, you're funny.
You do. You want to have his ass babies.
No.
What? So he sort of looked at me like I said, you know, like, F you something something.
Because that's better.
So, is there anything else that we absolutely have to bring up?
I think we should bring up the best of 2008 Sweet Bear Wine.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Kung Fu has her copy here with her. You know what I'm shocked at? I'm surprised that Ham Wednesday didn't make it on the best of CD. I probably haven't laughed that hard in my life when it was the Ham episode of Iron Chef.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I know. I'm really surprised.
That was a pretty epic moment. But
there's a lot of things that didn't make on that best of.
It has to be hard for them to filter through and go, sure, okay, what is the absolute best? But the Bonnaroo bit.
Yes.
Awesome.
My favorite was the Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah. How he like, oh, no, the gel case. Oh, my gosh.
How do you go from Barbara to talking about Iron Man to O.J. Simpson coming in?
Yeah. let's see. I had Barbara call in. Oh, the tattoo bit. So funny. But I have spinal bifida. It busts. also, there is the Carrie Underwood and Harry Carey. Space Boy does the best impersonation of the Harry Carey, I must say. Come on, give us your Harry Carey. Come on, do it.
I'm a little sick, but
come on, do it.
Hey, Quimby.
Hi, Harry Carey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just eating a hot dog right now.
You know my friend here, Carrie Underwood?
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, me and her are great friends.
I'm surprised there's no Sammy Sosa on that CD.
Yeah.
Bueno, bueno, bueno. The Junkies.
The Junkies.
My mom didn't know that was Sean. She heard that for the first time the other day.
Dude, that's like every uncle I have.
Bueno, 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 daddy. Oh, so awesome. Ah, well, we only have one more week of best of shows, you guys. So I suggest if you're a new P1, like our friend P1 Kung Fu, tune in. Catch up. Get to know the Mikey Show. It's fun. Tell all your friends about it because some of those best of bits are amazing. And let's see. Sweetberry Wine is out. Am I missing anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Me and Spaceboy have something planned for the P1s this week since the show is off the air.
Oh, really?
What?
Spaceboy is going to reach deep into his archives. Deep. So deep.
So deep.
So like deep. Cool deep?
Deep. So deep.
I'm going to reach deep and pull out some gems. Wait.
I'm completely in the dark of what you're giving me.
Okay.
So what is it?
Mikey Show audio.
No, like what
specifically is it? I have no idea. You have the entire year of 2005 to choose from.
Wow.
Really? Okay.
Well, somebody throw out a date and we'll just get it for you.
Well, let's give it up to the P1s that listen live since... Give them a little treat. So anyone who's in the live chat, type in whatever dates you guys want.
We'll How about the Halloween up. Stuff that the Halloween prank was played on Ashley? That was a good one.
Don't even know what that's about.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
What is it?
P2 Danny, come on.
Seriously, it should have been a trivia question.
Oh. Well, no, I wasn't listening at that point, was I?
I'm sorry. No, that excuse is not going to fly.
Oh, funny guy.
Yeah, give back your Hall of Fame plaque and jacket right now. I'm going to go sleep in it in the fetal position.
you actually couldn't take away Talon's because his is with him at all times.
Oh.
I was with him the last couple of days and he was wearing it both days.
Are you serious?
He says it's the only jacket he has. So
okay.
Yeah, so that's
like
good.
Mine hasn't left my closet. I'm like, I don't want anything to happen to it.
It's collecting dust. So,
pretty much.
I actually wore mine one day. Me and Taylor went to the mall with Kelly.
To the Space mall?
To the mall.
Yes. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to wear it just to...
Yeah,
just laugh at myself. So
and by the mall, he means 28-hour show.
That's right.
I wonder how embarrassed your life was, or did you feel good being surrounded by and flanked by the P1s of the year?
I was the bodyguard.
That's funny. She was their bodyguard. That's wrong. I usually sleep in my P1 jacket, and then I shower in it. And then I stalk people in it when it's 4,000 degrees outside to make sure I have it on.
Do you hug people with it?
I am people with it on.
people who you're supposed to IM?
I call in the warm line with it on. I steal IM names with that jacket on. And it feels so good.
You try to horn in on someone else's action?
Yeah. I go on dating websites and talk about hugs with my jacket on. And when I pick you up for that first date, you're going to know who you're with, girl. You're going to know.
Wait a second.
What?
So I was IMing while you guys were talking. I just realized who you guys were talking about.
Are we talking about somebody?
We're not talking about anybody. No. I'm just giving you examples Quimby. Of what I might do in my P1 Quimby jacket.
Really?
I might walk around a casino all night and accidentally bump into the Mikey show at their private dinner, but I mean...
Twice.
I might stalk a person by the name of P1 Quimby by the Wheel of Fortune machine and ruin her good luck. I mean... Anything is possible. Yeah. Yes, give me more.
There's a little subtlety in this conversation. I don't know if I can hear it.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
When I make sweet love, I like to have my P1 jacket on. And then, you know, I make my boyfriend shout out P1 Quimby every night when we are laying together. I will only let him call me that.
That's disgusting.
TMI.
Yeah.
What? I'm the greatest alive. When I make love, I make love as a P1.
Until your mic is muted.
When I make love, I make whoever I'm with call me P1 Quimby.
You too?
Yeah, it's that good.
That is amazing. I know. Well, what can I say? It's me. Or maybe I go swimming with my P1 jacket on. I do it all. I work out with it on.
That's so weird.
When I'm at the gym, I want you to know who I am. When she's making love,
she has to pretend she's somebody else.
How did you know?
What is that from?
Are you wiretapping my bedroom? What's going down my brown?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What?
Hi, huh? P1 Quimby. Hall of Fame, top tier first round draft pick. Key to the building, email and personal cell phone number to Mikey.
Key to the building, shoot, I got the keys to the city. What's that, dog?
It's called the you want to get into pick. Qualcomm?
Use that as my press pass. Gonna go spike the Gatorade for the Broncos with some roofies.
And some guys estrogen.
Guys playing football, just passing out on the field randomly.
And some talent.
Burn! You ain't got nothing on that, dog.
So were you guys... Question, were you guys talking about paparazzi? I couldn't tell.
No.
No? Okay.
I was just talking about an anonymous person.
P1 Brad.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Oh, you big pimp.
What was the website?
The website?
Yeah.
It's like p1harmony.com.
No, I'm working on that.
Oh, really?
Don't take my money away from me.
I'm sorry about patent pending. Well, what do you want? So I guess we're going to have some presents for you. We're going to kick off 2009 the right way. So before we go today, I just want to say thank you to all the P1s who have been listening to the P1 podcast over the last almost year. We're coming up on episode 21, this next one. And this is the last episode for 2008.
Yep.
This one, yeah.
So when we start in 2009, we'll be legal to drink.
That's yes. right.
Aww, that's right.
Yeah.
Guess what we're going to have up in here?
Sweet berry wine!
Yes!
And a little bit of...
Peanut Noir.
Oh, very nice. But I just want to say, first of all, thank you to all the P1s who have supported us, listened to us, downloaded the P1 podcast. It has been an amazing year, and we hope 2009 gets even better. So I hope all of you have a very safe New Year's Eve. By the way, go to P1 Space Boys' house.
Come to my space pad. Yes. Spaceport.
The spaceport. The MySpace pad. And I want to say welcome to P1 Kung Fu.
Thank you.
And you guys take care. Be safe and good to each other.
At least you got it right this time.
No, I didn't actually. All right. Take care. Thanks for listening to P1 Podcast. We'll catch you later.
You're dumb.